Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Tezvav, and we are on Yud Dalet Amud Beis. Ibaylu, a new question related to what we had in the Mishnah, but separate. Ibaylu, halacha shelo beregel, shma halacha olo shma halacha. Halacha, doing the avoda of halacha, but not with one's feet. Let's say I am standing and I reach over with my hands from one side to another side. I'm a kabel on my right side and I move it over to the left side, but I don't move my feet at all. Is that called a holacha or not? L'may nafkamina, what importance is it to know whether that's a holacha or not? So Rashi quotes two possibilities. Rashi says either is it an avoda that machshava would pasul l'rabbanan. The Rabbanim we know hold against Reb Shimon, that's what we hold, that an avoda, even if it could be done without, if you do it, it has chashivas. So is this called an avoda of chashivas? Number one. Number two, what if a czar does it? If a czar does this, if a czar does something that's meaningless, then he has to ruin it. If a czar does halacha, if he does something important and significant, that it is meaningful, and therefore meaningful in a bad way, you might pasul it. So to hear, if it is an avoda, so maybe if Hazar does it, it would pasul. Those are the two nafkaminas that Rashi says. Tosva says maybe is another idea, that the avoda gufa, is this called an avoda in one of the, regarding one of the dalat avodos? He talks about the, maybe just inherently, some machlokas had to categorize. Okay, anyway.
But you also say then it would be impossible for Reb Shimon to say that it's something to be mavato.
If Reb Shimon, right, what about Reb Shimon Shita? But maybe Reb Shimon would at least say that everything up until that point, to the last point, would be Efshar Lavatzla. But in a place where you would have to do something, right, that little something would be Machshava Posel Asvaya. Right, like we discussed yesterday, you might have a second by the burning of the Bazichin. Okay, so Tashma, let's try to prove it. Tashma, v'chein Yoshe, v'chein Smo Pasul. If the Kohen is sitting or does it with his left hand, it's Pasul. Right, the Avoda is Pasul. So, what do we medayik from that? If you're sitting, sitting is not moving. So sitting and not moving is Pasul. Ha'omei Dumi Yoshev, standing without moving, kosher, that would be kosher. So therefore, doesn't that show that a holacha shelo beregel is shma holacha? Says the Gemara, no. Dilmiya, maybe Yoshev doesn't mean sitting and not moving. Yoshev de kashayef maishif. Maybe sitting means sitting and moving on the floor, rolling yourself on the floor. Omeid, dumya de Yoshev, deny it porta. Standing, omeid, is like Yoshev. Well, you're moving. They're both talking about moving. So there's no raya here about not moving at all, not moving with your feet. Okay, Tashma, next try. Shachat Yisrael v'kibal ha-Kohen. The Mishnah Psachim about the Kohen Pesach. The Yisrael shechts. The Kohen does Kabbalah Tzadam Nasa l'chaver v'chaver l'chavero. Remember the Mishnah Psachim, you have the line of Kohanim, all the way from the Makom Shechita, all the way to the Mizbeach. Or one by one, they give the blood to one another. They first take the full one, and then they give back the empty one. But what do you see from there? They're doing a halacha that I'm moving, but still called a halacha. There are 100 kohanim there in the line. So doesn't that show that halacha shel beregel shma halacha? The Gemara says no. Hasam nami, maybe there too deny dipurta. Maybe they're each moving a drop. They each move their feet a little bit. Umay kamash, what's the chiddush if they're moving? So what's the Mishnah telling me? Berov am hadras melech. Right, with the multitude of the people is the glory of the king. Rav and I just want to say they use a lot of people in the service of the Karban Pesach in order to have Barov Am. So there's a footnote here in the Birei Adav where he talks about, we find the principle of Barov Am in two different kinds of places. Another place, where do we have the principle of Barov Am Hadras Melech, a pasuk in Mishlei? So on the one hand, there is Barov Am Hadras Melech. Where is it? Oh, Ikra din Barov Am Matina b'shnei ofanim. Number one, ba'ofan shemitzvah achas miskayemes al yidei anashim rabim kishaose kolechan v'hem chelik ben mitzvah. Here, we have a lot of people each doing part of a mitzvah. That's one place where we have Barov Am. A lot of different people you get involved, right? We have kol olachas dam l'mizbeach shayinasas al yidei mispar kohanim. One kohen could have done it, but instead they get a lot of people involved. Or if you're a member of the Mishnayos, he doesn't quote it, but the Mishnayos in Yuma, which talk about how when the Kohen reads them from the Torah, so then the Mishnah is elsewhere, so how does he get the Torah? Different people are getting involved. The Skan takes it, and then another person takes it, until he gets to the Kohen and he reads it, talking about Hakel. So that is That is another example. That's all one example of Berov Am. We have a lot of people doing that, a lot of people getting involved in the mitzvah. A second type of Berov Am, Sheni, Kisharabim Osim Kol Echad Mitzvah Shlema, Elisha Osim Osim Yachad. Where, no, everybody's doing their own mitzvah, but they're doing it all together. They're doing it in one place. Like the Shulchan Aruch talks about, it's better to go to a minyan with a lot of people. Why? As long as it's an appropriate minyan and they're davening, but they're a kavod. Why? Barov HaMajasmel, they're all davening themselves. Or Bikurim. Bikurim. Halasa Bikurim LiYushalayim. Shemus Asim Kamo Ayaros Biyachad VeOlim Berub Shem Barov HaMajasmelach. They're Amim Bikurim. Right, so although that's another example, everybody's doing their own mitzvah, but they are doing it together. That's another example of Berov Am. I'll add a third place where we find Berov Am Hajus Melech, not besides these two, and that is when one person does a mitzvah on behalf of a lot of people. That's a third example where we find Berov Am. Where do we have that? That's the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas tells us, it was Motzi Shabbos, and they were bringing or or to make Havdalah on. Literally, they were all sitting in shul learning. Yoshev Beis HaMedrash. They didn't just finish Shalosh Shudas. They were sitting in shul, maybe after Shalosh Shudas, they went to learn, and now it's time to make Havdalah. So they're bringing an or around. So what do you do? Beishamai says that each person makes his own bracha. Everybody should say Bar Mirei HaEsh. Their own bracha. That's Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel Omrim, Echad Mavarech L'Kula. Beis Hillel says, no, one person makes for all. Mishum Shenemar Berov Am Hadras Melech. Berov Am Hadras Melech, that's Beis Hillel Shita, and that is what we paskin. When many times, let's say by Kiddush. Again, they're different minhagim, but by Kiddush, is it better you go into somebody's house and somebody's going to make your own Kiddush? So, everybody goes like their own minhag, but there is a halachic basis to say that it's better for one person to make Kiddush for everybody. Why? Because of that Gemara. Brachos Nun Gimel, Berov Am, Hadras Melech. So those are three places where we have it, where different people are connecting to do one mitzvah, everybody does a part, or where many people do the mitzvah, their own mitzvah, together, or you have one person making a bracha for many. Right in the Shulchan Aruch Harav is in Yonat Yoma. Tonight is Yad Kislev. Shulchan Aruch Harav, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, said the day that he got out of jail, all the Farbrengens are tonight. So he writes in his Shulchan Aruch that why don't we have, by some mitzvahs, we find that everybody's making their own brachas. Like in the morning, when everybody's putting on their talis. You don't find like everybody gets together and listens to one person and says amen and then puts on their talis. Or their tefillin. You don't find that by Berov Am yet, by Nair, by Avdallah. The Shulchan Aruch has it that you make one bracha, right? Or by Kiddush, he says. So he suggests maybe there's a difference between if everybody's doing their own Maisa Mitzvah versus one Maisa Mitzvah is being done for everybody. So if everybody's doing their own Maisa Mitzvah, everybody's putting on their own talis, their own tefillin, so maybe there everybody can make their own bracha, connected to their own Maisa Mitzvah. But when it comes to Kiddush or Avdallah, there's one candle. There's one candle, everybody's connecting to that one candle. So there, he suggests, maybe that's why you say Berov Am there, where there's not a separate action by everyone else. Okay, that's Berov Am. One other ha'ara on this Mishnah that was just quoted. We try to prove halacha shel beregel. What does that Mishnah say? It's a Mishnah Pesachim. The Yisrael shechts the Kohen does Kabbalah v'chulu. Shachat Yisrael? Is that lechatchila? Is that b'dieved? So this Mishnah goes on the list of shchita shelo shchita la'avodahi and shchita by the Bailim, shchita by the Kohen. But the Mishnah says beferish here that Yisrael does it. Is that just practically? Is there a uniqueness to Karim Pesach that the Karim Pesach the Bailim does the shchita? But that is an important ha'ara. So again, hopefully we'll talk about that at one point. Tashma. We continue. Kibel hakasher v'dasan l'pasol says the Mishnah later on. Kibel hakasher v'dasan l'pasol. Let's say the akasher Kohen does Kabbalah Saddam. He catches the blood and then he gave it to a pasol. V'dasan l'pasol. Yachzir l'kasher. He should give it back to a kasher. So again, you had a pasol person in between. A Kohen was Makabel that he gives it to a Yisrael, let's say, who's pasol to do Kabbalah Saddam, and then he gives it back to the kasher. So, what do you see from there? Yachzir l'kasher, Rashi says you see two chidushim from that line. Number one, you see that if a pasul person does something in the middle, it's not mafsik, right? He doesn't ruin it by doing something in the middle. And number two, it says, Rashi says, third, fourth wide line, v'yashminim ba, and also, d'holachazu sha'asa ha'kasher shelo beregel. What happened here? The kosher, the kosher who caught the blood, gave it to the gave it to the pasul. So now, what does it say? It doesn't say that. Let's say the you're going from point A to point F. A, B, C, D, E, F. So point A is where the kasher is standing. Point C is where the pasul is standing. So what does the Mishnah say? Yachzer l'kasher. That the pasul at point C has to give it back to point A, where the kasher is standing. And then the kasher has to go again. Why doesn't the kasher just walk to point B, point C, pick it up from there and continue? It must be that this halacha that was done, when I, the kasher, gave it to the person at point C, the pasul, that doesn't count. Right, that's why you have to go back to point A. Yachzir lakasher. So, says the Gemara, isn't that a raya that halacha shalom regal lashma halacha? It's nothing, it's meaningless, that you have to go back to the beginning and start over again. So you learn two things from this source. Number one, that a puzzle is impossible in the middle. And number two, you gotta do it again. Cause he doesn't say that the kasha should go to point C and continue from there. So, isn't that a raya? Says the Gemara, no. Ema, yachzir akasha v'yikabla. Maybe not. Maybe it does mean he goes to point C and gets it. That's what it should say. Not just yachzir lipasel, lekasher, but yachzir hakasher v'yikabla. That the kasher can walk to point C and get it there and continue. So maybe halacha shel baregel is a halacha and it would be good enough. Also, if that's the case, that would show that the entire halacha doesn't have to be bakashrus. Even if you want to say halacha shel baregel shma halacha, but the first from point A to point C was done by apostle. So you might have said that you're lacking something, even though it's still okay. Itmar Amar Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says halacha shel baregel lo shma halacha. Rabbi Yochanan says that's not good. Lo shma halacha, and you cannot be molech like this. That's the Radam Rashi, and Machshava does not mefagel or posel by this halacha shel baregel. Says the Gemara, okay. It doesn't count as a halacha, but what about efshal l'sikuna? Oh, low efshal l'sikuna. Can I fix it after I did it? If I did a halacha without using my legs, can I go back and then fix it? And Rashi says this is going both on the possibility of a zar doing it or of a kohen doing it. Can you go back and fix it? So Tashma, let's try to prove what we just quoted. That same Mishnah. That same source from later on, the Gemara on Daf Lamid base. So, what is the Gemara trying to prove? Kibbal Akasher Rasal Apostle Yachzer Lakasher. So, what do you see again? The pashas of that source was that you have to bring it back to the kasher, meaning you can't fix it. Efshal Sekune Veunehi Denamid Yachzer Akasher VeYikablanu. And even if you want to say the other gear, so that we changed it to Yachzer akasha v'yikablenu, that even if you want to say halacha shlo baregel shma halacha, that's what we tried to prove, and that's why he could just go to point C and accept it from there. Still, isalka daitach lo efshel zakune if shlola. Still, if you say it cannot be fixed, he shouldn't be able to continue from that point either. Right, either way, the fact that he could continue from some point means efshel zakune, whether you have to go back or not, that's separate. So the Gemara says, no, there's no raya from there. Why? You think, what's that case? That the czar, meaning the apostle person who did it, is standing closer in, meaning the same direction that I have to go, from point A to point F, and the kosher standing at A, the apostle standing at C, so I go to C and I continue. That's what you think the case is? He's standing closer, and therefore you could say, ah, oh, it was a mess up, but you still see that he could continue. But kashrus? No. Lo. The koizor baroi. The czar is standing further away from where I have to go. It's the opposite direction. So that's why that's not called anything. That's not a problem at all. And therefore, the kasher gave it to him when he's starting further from the Mizbech. That's why it's not a halacha to pasul. But in a chinami, if he was going forward, maybe that would pasul and you wouldn't be able to fix it. So there's no raya. Maybe why'd you go in the opposite order? Whatever, for whatever reason. It's not, when I'm trying to figure out their mentality. Itmar, another statement of the Amoraim, Amar Ula Amar Yochanan, just like Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan said on the bottom, that halacha shel baregel lo shma halacha, here he goes a step further, halacha shel baregel psula, alma lo efshel l'sikune, halacha shel baregel is pasul, therefore you see, lo efshel l'sikune. What's the alma? Therefore, from this you see. So the Shidduch Kubetzis has two opinions here. You see in Oz Beis, he says, you got to look in the Hashmatas. You got to do some amelos for this Shita. It's not on the page. Just got to turn to the back. Right? The Shidduch Kubetzis in the back, the Hashmatas of the Shita are in right in the back of the Gemara. He says two possibilities. Either just from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan made two statements. He said, Allah Hashem Barak, Allah Shema Allah, and Allah Hashem Barak is Tzula. So why did he make a second statement? It's got to be telling me something. So the first statement is telling me it's Shlosh Mahalacha. The second statement is telling me that even if you did it, you can't fix it, number one. Or, Shez the Shita, what he really likes is that it's not, that's number one. Number two might be, somebody showed him, say, it's based on the word psula. Based on the word psula. What is the word he said lo shma holacha. So, what is the word psula in? I think that's what the Shita likes, that one. It says, eladayik meha, de lama israch lomar hacha, holacha shlo rega psula, ha'amracha de zimna, la'el, de lo shma holacha, elevade bala hosif, shepsula legamre, de yefsha lasakna holacha shlo beregel. That's the Shita from the difference of lo shma holacha to psula. That's what he says in Ozbeis right here on Daf Tezvav Amid Aleph. Okay, so that's what we paskin, no good, and you can't fix it. Esver of Nachman Le'ula, is that really true? That you can fix it? Again, Mishnah later on, Nishpach min ha'kli ala ritzba. What happens? It can happen, think about it. Right, the Kohen does Kabbalah, and as he's walking, he trips, and all the blood spills out onto the floor. Right, now all the other Kohanim will say, how can you do that? How can you? Right, just, it's this. So what happens? What's the halacha? Va'asafo, you gathered up all of the blood somehow, you got a spoon, and you put all the blood back in the cup. Kosher, that's okay. As long as you had Kabbalah into a Kli Sharis, it didn't spill straight from the neck of the animal. You caught it, and then it spilled, that is kosher. So what do you see from there? That's halacha shel beregel. Let's say you caught it, then you spilled it. So that's halacha, you didn't move, halacha shel beregel, you see it's kosher, you can fix it. Right, it's efshel sekune. Right, the havamina is that it spilled out towards the mizbeach. Right, just like the zor before was closer to the mizbeach. So the Gemara says no. Hagamayaskina kshiyas alachutz. When it spilled, it went backwards. He tripped and like, oh, it flew backwards. That's what happens. Says the Gemara, levaroi nafik, levaroi lo ayo. What, you could be so medaktik about which way you spill it? Usually, when you spill something, it just splatters all over the place. So what do you mean? It only spilled back, not forward. So Gemara says, "B'makam madron." It was on a slant. Remember, Harabayis was on a mountain, right? So it wasn't all flat, right? It was on a slant a little bit, right? The kablan didn't flatten it perfectly, right? The divine kablan, right? But the obviously it was on purpose then. So makam madron, fascinating. There was the azara was not totally flat. It was a little maybe over time one of the tiles, you know, got a little bent down. Anyway, it was on a slant, and therefore, it was facing out. Ibayazema, Baguma, or there was a little ditch in the Azara, right? Also, it means a place where water, where blood would have gotten caught. Ibayazema, Vesmicha, or maybe it was blood that it got very thick already, right? On Yom Kippur, we know there was special Kahanim that stood there, making sure, like the cement truck, it was kept going around and around so it wouldn't dry. Making sure that the blood didn't congeal, there was special condom. Maybe that wasn't done every single time there was blood in the base of Mikdash, so maybe some of the blood congealed, so it fell down, it was a davar yavish. It wasn't a davar lach anymore, it wasn't liquid, so therefore it all fell in one spot. The yechbotan al-ashbina kolhani. What, so that Mishnah later on, where it says if it spilled out after Kabbalah, these are the unusual cases, the Mishnah sounds like it's telling you a klal. If it spills out after Kabbalah and you pick it up, it's kosher. By the way, we're talking about if it fell into a hole, and if it fell backwards, and if it fell, that's the cases we're talking about. The Mishnah sounds like it's telling you a principle. It doesn't sound like we're talking about these unusual cases. V'od, and also, if you're telling me that the halacha would be different if it fell forwards, then why didn't it just say that case? Adetani be'idach pirkin. So then why in the other parak, in the second parak, does it say, Nishpach ala ritzpa, v'yasafo pasol, if it fell directly onto the floor, not into the klisharis. Meaning you didn't do Kabbalah. Kabbalah wasn't directly after Shechita. Right? So then if you had a break in between Kabbalah and halacha, okay. That the Gemara says is okay. The Mishnah says okay if it spilled out after Kabbalah. But if it never got to Kabbalah, if it went straight to the floor, then it's possible. So if that's true, if it's true though, that if it fell forward, so then it would also be a problematic. So lift it up a day. So why do you have to bring up a new case of falling on the floor? Just be mechalik within this case itself. But man, to remember when do you say that if it fell in the kli and then fell on the floor, it's kosher? Kishayatza lachutz. Only when it fell outward. Avon nechnas lefnim pasul. But if it fell inside, then you say it's pasul. Why didn't it say that case? If it's really true that if it would have fallen forward, it would have been pasul. Tiyufta. No answer given. The Brisker Rav quotes his father, Reb Chaim, later on when this Gemara comes up with Daf Chaf Hei, where he has the Chakira, especially the Chakira now, and I'm going to mention his rise in Afkaminas, when we say, Yesh Lach Kor, Im Havi Din B'Seder Kabbalah, when we say there's a psul, if it falls directly on the floor first, Why is that? Is that a din, as we would call it, in the avoda or in the dam? Is it that Kabbalah has to be right after Shechita? Kabbalah has to be directly connected to Shechita. If there's a break between the two, that's a problematic Kabbalah. Your Kabbalah is faulty. Or do we say, no, there's a psul in the dam. Psul in the dam. The dam is nifsal if it doesn't get mukudash in the klisharis directly from the neck of the animal. He says, "In the den din imavi psul b'seder hakabala, the tzrichal lios me'apar v'im nishpach lo havi hakabala kedina kimo." It's as if you did the kabbalah in the south side of the mizbeach. That's what it's like. O davi chalos din begufa dam, or it's in the dam. The madam eno bim koma haroy lekiddush chal of din sheino roy ol lekiddush. And he brings a raya from Menachas and elsewhere, but we'll get to those rayas hopefully. Bezrat Hashem will meet later on. But just to be familiar with that chakira that we have. Okay, so it was a tiyufta, no answer given to that. We tried to bring a raya about efshar or efshar li efshar letzkune, no raya given. Okay, itmar. So let's try again. Halacha shelo beregel. So there are many ways of understanding this next piece of Gemara. We're going to go with Rashi's pshat, and that is the phrase halacha shelo beregel that we're about to have means something different than halacha shelo beregel that we had previously. Previously we had halacha shelo beregel means if you do a halacha without moving your feet. Right, you go from one side, you reach over to the other side. Halacha shelo beregel here is just going to be talking about where you are standing. Itmar. Halacha shelo beregel suggests the Gemara, machlokas Reb Shimon v'Rabbanan. So machlokas between Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan from our Mishnah. Remember, Reb Shimon said if you get away without it, then there's no machshava poselis. So what is it? So first we're going to have a suggestion, which is not how we understood the machlokas originally, and then we're going to go to how we lamaskana always understood the machlokas. So first we want to say, b'holacha rabasi kuli amalo pligi depsula. Holacha rabasi Rashi here means if you're standing far away from the mizbeach. A regular case where you do the Shechita and Kabbalah north of the Mizbeach, and you're going to walk to the Mizbeach to do the Zrikas. That's what Halacha Rabasi means. A big Halacha. When there's a big Halacha, even Reb Shimon agrees that Machshava could passel it. But that's not what we thought of the Mishnah. We're going to change it. Ki pligi b'halacha zedrasi. What's the Machlokas between them? If it's a case where there is no Halacha, where you're standing next to the Mizbeach, that's a Machlokas between Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan. Right, and there Reb Shimon would say, right, that's a halacha zedrasi, so that's not such a significant halacha, and therefore, machshava is not going to passel, if you did the shechita right after the mizbeach and you sprinkle the dam. And the Rabbanan would say, no, it is, it would passel. Machlo lebe ma'arava, they laughed at this suggestion in Eretz Yisrael. Elachatas ha'of. We have a Misora, Rashi quotes later on, that by Chatas Ha'of, the birds have the opposite Zrika rules than animals. By animals, as we've said, Chatas is above by the Kronos, and Ola is below the Chutas Sikra. By Ofos, they're switch. Chatas Ha'of is below, and Ola Ha'of is above. But besides that, there's unique Avodas. By a Chatas Ha'of, there are basically three Avodas done by a Chatas Ha'of. By a bird chatas. When do you bring a chatas oaf? Let's say by an olav yored, right? If by the two aspects for kadashav and the shvuas haedus and shvuas bitui by those three averus. That's a parsha vayikra at the beginning. Olav yored. So if it doesn't have enough money to bring an animal, you bring a bird. If you're too poor, you bring a mincha. So by a carbon chatas oaf, first we do malika. We don't do shechita to birds at the base of Mikdash. We do malika. If you do shechita to a bird that's a karban, it passels it. If you do malika to a bird that's chulin, it passels it. Specifically, malika is done. Meaning, instead of using a knife, you can use the fingernail of a kohen, special designated fingernail, designated kohen. He does malika to the bird. So number one is malika. Number two, we go over to the mizbeach and we sprinkle some of the blood, do zrika, which is called hazaah. When it comes to a bird, hazaas hadam, and after that we do mitsui hadam, v'nimtza damo al kir hamizbeach. That's what the pasuk says in Vayikra, which is we basically squeeze the neck of the animal and we let the rest of the blood squeeze down onto the mizbeach. There is a difference in Rashi. Rashi in Vayikra, Perek Aleph pasuk Tezvav, says that we do that against the wall of the mizbeach. That's where he squeezes the neck of the animal to get the blood out. Masha'en came when it comes. Rashi Menachas Davei says no, it's just the kohen himself squeezes it. and lets the blood run out. So again, there's symbolism to all of this. Again, nobody eats blood anyway. So instead of throwing it out, we do an avoda with it, which is supposed to symbolize and represent something. So there's three avodas of achatas ha'of. Number one is malika. Number two is hazaah. Number three is mitzui. So the Gemara here, Rashi says here, we're talking about the hazaah, that we have a mesorah that the hazaah, the sprinkling of the blood of the chatas ha'of, we know machshav apostles during that sprinkling. Machshav apostles. The Achronim discussed that later on, it seems to be that the only, what apostles? The Mishnah later on, Adaf, where is this Mishnah? Rashi quotes it, Samachay. The Mishnah says there could be a psul by Malika and by Mitzui. Rashi says, is also including hazaah, the middle avoda. Okay, either way. So Rashi says we have a mesorah that you could do. You could passel a machshava by hazaah. But according to Reb Shimon, how do you find this? Let's say you do the chadas of avoda right next to the mizbeach. Idecha, or if not, up until the time you get to the mizbeach, that's a holacha that you don't need to do. So Reb Shimon says machshava doesn't passel there. So what about if you do it right next to the mizbeach? So when's it going to passel? Idecha shavala mekami delefik dam lo klumi. If you think about it before you actually start the sprinkling, then it's nothing. You're not doing the avoda yet. And if you already did the avoda, the blood already came out, it's already finished. Reb Shimon, if Reb Shimon says that by holacha zutrasi, which we're saying according to Rashi means, right when you're next to the mizbeach, you do whatever you have to do, there's no machshava that passels there. But how does Reb Shimon learn that Mishnah that we have? The Mishnah says there is some type of machshava apuseles when you do an avoda right by chatas ha'of. So when are you going to have that? When are you going to have that psul? If you did it by the avoda far away and then you walk there, no, that's the Reb Shimon says in our Mishnah that it's not, machshava is not going to passel. If you can do it right next to it, that's we said this doesn't passel. So according to Reb Shimon, when's it going to passel? So the Gemara says, my kushi, what's the problem? Dilma mi deparish va'adamatul mizbeach. Maybe it's right when he takes the blood, let's go increments of time. He sprinkles it from the time that he sprinkles it until the time that it hits the mizbeach. Those few seconds, that's where, if he thinks about something, shalol lishma, whatever, pigle, right there, that's where apostles. That's where Reb Shimon is going to agree. Why? That's part of the Zrika. It's part of the Hazah. Because after all, where else do you see that that's a significant few seconds that you have to contend with? The following question. What happens if a Kohen is sprinkling, and the second after he throws the dam in the Mizbeach, I don't know, maybe there's a knife that gets, one of the Kohanim are doing Shechita, and the knife flies out of its hand, and cuts off the arm of the Kohen who just did the sprinkling. At that second. So when he did the sprinkling, he was, you don't have to think it really came true. We're talking about the lumdus. But right when he did the sprinkling, he has an arm. But when it hit the mizbeach, he doesn't have an arm. Is that called avoda bebalmum? Right? Is that called an avoda bebalmum? Came in just in time. Mahu. Right? So what's the halacha there? Do you need the Kohen to still be a non-balmum, a kosher Kohen, when it hits the mizbeach? Or is it good enough when he did it in the first place? Omar le, psula! We all it's possible. If he's a balmum by the time it hits the mizbeach, my time or why? The he's of an asan be'inam. You need him to be in the same state by the time vehiza as he was when he did v'nasan. And therefore, this would be a problem. And so too you see, this time period is significant for Reb Shimon. There is a fascinating discussion in the Achronim, and that is, we know there's a concept called Tok Kedei Dibur. Tok Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dab. You can always retract within a few seconds. Is there, and we know, there's no Tok Kedei Dibur, the Gemara says, by Hekdish. If you're Makdish something, you can't go back Tok Kedei Dibur. What happens, not being Makdish something, let's say you already have a Karban. Let's say the Karban does the Avoda. And Tok Kedei Dibur of the Avoda, he has a Machshava Poselis. Does that ruin it or not? Does that ruin it or not? So that is a shayla in the Achronim. And Reb Yosef Engel, if you ever thought Reb Yosef Engel wasn't amazing, I mean, right here. He has a sefer called Gvura, he has two sefarim, one of them called Gvura Shmonim. Gvura Shmonim is a sefer with why is it called Shmonim? 80 answers to one question. 80 answers to one question. It's a question about Masechet Zvachim. Baruch Hashem. The Gemara in Zvachim later on, Adaf Mem Zayin. We'll have to remember this, Baruch Hashem. Right, the Gemara there says that Bailim have, according to one shita, Bailim have the power to be mefagel a carbon. Not just the coin, the Bailim. So ask Rabbi Yosef Engel, if that's true, how could you ever have a proper carbon sota? She'll always think to be mefagel a carbon, the whole thing won't work. That's his kasha. 80 answers to the question. So if you look at answer number 69, so I was not chazering this, doing a Gvur Shmonim Yomi, right? No, I was not doing that. By the way, in the second half, he also has a safer Ayin Panim LaTorah, which is 70 answers to another question. It shows you the amazing, amazing. We think we have an answer. Okay, let's move on. But anyway, so in there, he quotes this issue of the Tuol Shor. He says, does the Machshava La'achar Avodah work? So he quotes our Gemara. What does our Gemara say? Nasis Mitzvaso. Once you did it, obviously nothing's going to ruin it. What do you mean? Isn't the Machshava Tokei Dibur going to ruin it? So he explains, no, once Nasis Mitzvaso, once something is done properly, Machshava can't ruin it. It's already done. You already got a kapar from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's done is done. He says only after Zrika, after Shechita, you would be able to, because you didn't have Nasis Mitzvaso yet. Yeah, Nasis Chelik of the Avoda, but you didn't have Nasis Mitzvaso. But he says that's the whole svar of our Gemara. Once something is done properly, Tokei HaDibur, it's finished. If it wouldn't have been done properly, then Tokei HaDibur will could apply, because you don't have the principle of Nasis Mitzvaso. So he says, that's the answer to the question, answer number 69 to the question. Why? Because Mimanavshach, if the Kohen does the Avodah properly, then the Machshav, Omer, Toya Efshar Lakoida Makras Akomet Simin Chasota Nechshav Machshav Shalol Lishma. If, Mimanavshach, if she had a problematic thought during, then it's puzzle, Mimanavshach. Imo Pigla Hasota, if she didn't have a Pigle thought. Vim Kenari Kfar Nikter Akomet Kalacha, the Kohen was already hooked at Kalacha. Im Kain, Hari Ein Machshav Asa Klum, Vim Ba Mishum. It's meaningless. And if the soda thought a problematic thought, so that it wasn't hooked on kill chaso, if it should mahani shaper got machshavas talking to the dibor, so then the kohen could retract right afterwards. If she messed up, then the kohen was not, it wasn't a machshavas kill chaso, so he could change the thought right afterwards. Talking to the dibor works. If she did have a problematic thought, then what he's thinking is meaningless, and it was talking kill chaso. Anyway, that's answer number 69 here in Gvur Shmonim, but he brings up this issue, quoting from our Gemara, that Tokei Dibur does not work. The other issue brought up, and then we got to move on, and that is the stipler. The stipler in Baba Kama talks about our Gemara. These Gdolei Aposkei Adar have Shas on their fingertips. They're learning the Sugya, the stipler learning the Sugya of Eshem Shem Chitzav, the most famous Baba Kama in all, most famous Nemuki Yosef in all of Shas. Nemuki Yosef asks, why, how could a woman light Shabbos candles on Friday night? Why? According to the Manda Amar of Eshem Mishum Chitzav, that when you light a fire, it's as if you're shooting an arrow. So when a woman lights Shabbos candles Friday night, when it turns into Shabbos, it's as if the woman is still shooting the arrow. She's Mechalel Shabbos. Have the woman light Shabbos candles. The most famous Nebuki Yosef in all of Shas. What's his answer? No, what does Eshem Mishum Chitzav mean? It means the later action is Mitzurif to you, but you only did it at point A. T1. You do it now, the entire action is mitzurif to you, but not that you're doing the entire action at every second. So says the stipler, what's the question in our Gemara here? He does this, the goy does the zrika. He has to be a baal, it might be a problem, and it is a problem if he becomes a baal mum before the end. No! It's all mitzurif to point one. At point one, he wasn't a baal mum, so it should all be fine. You're doing a zrika here, it's like zrika zachetz. Why should there be a problem here? Unless you say it's a special gzeras hakasav. That's what he says. Maybe the answer is the he's of a nasan. If it's a special gzeras hakasav, okay. But he leaves it by dying sorachian. But he brings up the shaila and he says, I'm not sure. Okay, weiter. So that was all approach number one in terms of Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan. What did we say? The machlokas between them is when you're right next to the Mizbeach. But if you're far from the Mizbeach, then even Rav Shimon would agree puzzle. Says the Gemara, Kiyasa Rav Pabar Rafuna Bredi Rav Yeshua, Mi Bei Rav, when they came from the Yeshiva, Amri, Hainu Chucha, that's such a joke. Ubalach Rabasi lo pligi. They don't argue by Halach Rabasi where he's far away from the Mizbeach. Valki pligi, Balach Rabasi pligi. Of course they do. Why? Rashi explains, because the language of the Mishnah, remember the language? The language was, Rav Shimon Machsha Behilach, why? Because you could have done without it. You could have done without it means you did it, but you could have done without it. Meaning you're far away from the Mizbeach. So you can't say the Machlokas is only by right next to the Mizbeach. Ela Balacha Zudrasi Kuleyamalo Pligi. Dear Pasla. Different question, the Girsa here. Let's read the box Girsa. So, but if you're right next to the Mizbeach there, everybody agrees that you can passel, because that you need to do. that you need to do. Ki pligi b'alach rabasi. The machlokes is alach rabasi when you're far away from the mizbeach. Okay, there should be a two dots here. So, new section. Holichu zar. Or at least a semicolon. Holichu zar v'achziru kohen. V'chazar v'holicha. What happens if a zar did holacha? The kohen took it back, went backwards, and did it again. So, pligi ba b'nei rebchiyah v'rabyana. Chad amr kasha v'chad amr pasol. Can the kohen fix it? The zar did it. The kohen does it again. Can he fix it or not? Marsaver efshalot kunei. Marsaver lo efshalot kunei. Can you fix it or not? What's the question? What's the lamdis says? The Mikdash David, Perek Tezvav, Os Aleph. By whenever a pasul does an avoda, does that make it a pasul avoda, or does that make it an avoda that didn't happen? Is it lo shmei ki'ilu eino, or is it a posel? That's the question here. That's the chakira. By a holacha of a zar. What about the opposite case? Holichu kohen v'hechzir v'chad v'holichu zar. What if the kohen did it properly, and then a zar came in and did it again? So, Amar Rav Simi Barashi, l'devrei ha-machshir pasul, l'devrei ha-posel machshir. Well, it depends whatever you said in the first case. If you say in the first case that the kohen can fix it, so you always go by the second one, so here the zar messed it up. If you say the kohen cannot fix it earlier, so here the zar did not mess it up, you always go by the consistent. Is the second one significant or not? Rava Amar no, afla divrei aposel pasul. Even according, if you say in the first case that the Kohen cannot fix it because once the Zar did it, he ruined it, here he would also say pasul. That the Kohen doing it at the beginning did not help. The Zar, because he did it, he would pasul. My time, why? Because the Hatzarach Lam Tuye. Because after all, the Zar brought it back, so once he brings it back, he's going to have to do the halacha again. So that's significant, and it pasuls. That's the svara of Tzarech Lab Tuye. Amalei Rav Yirmiyah la Rav Ashi, or Ravina, Hachi Yama Rav Yirmiyah Midifti, Hatzarech Lam Tuye. That svara of Tzarech Lam Tuye, Machlokas Rav Elazar Rabbanan. That's really the Machlokas in our Mishnah. So we're going to talk about that last sheet that we haven't spoken about. Remember, back in the Mishnah. Back in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel, the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar said, if you do halacha that you have to do, Machshav HaPoselis. Halacha that you don't have to do, Machshav HaNaposelis. Who is Rabbi Elazar arguing on? Is he arguing on everybody? Is he arguing on the Rabbanon? Is he arguing on just Rav Shimon? It's not clear. So says the Gemara, maybe it's a machlokas, this issue. If the Zohar went backwards, and now he has to bring it again, that's a machlokas, Rav Elazar and the Rabbanon. Why? It's not. Rav Elazar Omer, quoting Rav Elazar again. That's the quote of Rav Elazar. So what case is he referring to? V'yamar Rav, and Rav explains, Hakom modim, kiblu bachutz, v'yichlisu bifnim, zeu hilaf tzarech lahalek. Everybody agrees if you do the avoda normally. You did the Kabbalah outside, and then you brought it inside, you went closer. That's a holacha that you have to do. And both Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan agree that Machshava would pasul. Kiblu bifnivo tzilachutz. What if you went in the opposite direction? You were makabal the dam close to the Mizbeach, and then you went out. Zeo, he looks shainsork lahalech. On the way out, that for sure, Machshava does not pasul. Because that you don't need to do. That's wrong. Lo nechlegu, the machlokas is, what about on the way back in? Lo nechlegu ela kiyachnisu v'chazer votziyu. It was in, and then you brought it back out, and now you bring it back in. So mar savar hatzarach lam tuye. So the Rabbanan the Rabbi Elazar holds tzarach lam tuye. It's an avoda. It's a halacha that you have to do. Mar savar lav kihilah hatzarach lav adami. No, you didn't have to do it. Why? Because you were close and you went out first, so you really didn't have to do it deep down. So that's the machlokas Rabbi Elazar the Rabbanan suggests Rav Yirmiyah that this svara that was quoted from Rava is really a machlokas tanan. Says the Gemara, no. Esve, Abai says no. Rabbi Elazar Omar, ha-machalech machem, shetzorach lahalech machshav ha-poselas. Kesa, no. What is Rabbi Elazar shita really? Kiblu bachutz v'hechnisu lefnim, zeu hilach shetzorach lahalech. If you did it the normal way, you did the Kabbalah outside and you went inside, that's a halacha that you have to do. Kiblu bifnim otzio lachutz, zeu hilach shein sorach lahalech. But if you were inside and then you went out, that's a halacha that you don't have to do. But we're medayik v'hachazar v'echniso, he looks as zorach lahalichu. When you take it back in, you have to do it. Because now it's outside, meaning even Rabbi Elazar holds zorach lam tuye. I might have said it the opposite way beforehand. The Gemara was assuming Rabbi Elazar is the one that holds ain zorach lam tuye, but here you see, no. Rabbi Elazar agrees l'maisa. If at this moment in time, you got to go forward, you got to do this, so then you have to do it. So you see Rabbi Elazar does not argue with the Rabbanan. So Gemara says, you're right. Amar lei itanya tanya. So he says, okay, if that's the b'risa you have, that's the b'risa you have. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar is only arguing on Rav Shimon in the Mishnah. He's not arguing on the Rabbanan of the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar and Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan both hold the same thing. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Hadra l'chol asvachim. One parak down, or one parak up. And now we continue with the second parak of Maseches Vachim. Now we talk about different, the first parak, if you remember, was all about problematic machshavas. Now we're talking about problematic people or ways the avoda is done. Kol Hazvachim. Each of these, in the Mishnah, this is going to be a fascinating parak, because you get to talk about all these different types of psulim. Kol Hazvachim, Shekiblu Daman. All karbanis that, who was Makabal the Dam? Dafka Kabbalah we're talking about here. Because at the beginning of the next parak, we're going to have that Shechita could be done by a lot of psulim. But now we're talking about from Kabbalah and on, the second avoda. So Kibbu Daman, Zor. A Zor is a non-male Kohen. Onain, so a Kohen who lost one of his seven relatives, and the Kvur did not happen yet. Tevul Yom. Tevul Yom, if somebody who is Tamei, who is now waiting, he went to the Mikvah, and now he's waiting for Shkia. By Shkia, he'll be able to be Tar again. Mechusar Kippurim, somebody who is Tamei, and let's say he's a Tevul Yom, he also went to the Mikvah, but he's waiting not only for Shkia, but he has to bring a carbon the next day. There are four Tevul Yoms. Four Tevul Yoms. Zav Zava, Yoledes Mitzora. Four Tevul Yoms. Maybe there's a day in Maseches Krisus that a Ger is a Tevul Yom. It's a day, because a Ger has to bring a carbon when he becomes a Ger. Right, but that's but the pashas is zav zava yoledes mesorah. Those four mechusar kippurim, umechusar begadim, and a kohen is not wearing the appropriate four or eight begadim. Shelo rachas adayim raglayim, or a kohen who did not wash his hands and feet. Rashi adds in at the kiyor. Doesn't mean in the morning when you left your house at the kiyor. Orel or an orel. Who's an orel? So Rashi all over shas. Rashi also here. Somebody doesn't have rishmila. Somebody whose brothers died. His brothers died because of a milah, and therefore he's not allowed to get a milah. That's an RL. No Rabbi, I have to check here. I forgot to check it up yet. Rabbi Nutam throughout Shas, we mentioned this in the past. Rabbi Nutam throughout Shas says no. If his brothers dies, he's not allowed to get milah. He's not called an RL. An RL is a function of a chi of milah. If you don't have a chi of milah, then you don't have to get an RL. RL means he just didn't get a milah. Maybe he was scared. Could an RL Kohen, whose brothers died, do the avoda? I don't remember. You have to check all those Rabbeinu Tams quoted in Yuvamis Dafayin and the other places. Rabbeinu Tam says an RL is allowed to eat Karban Pesach, right? And he's allowed to eat Truma. I don't remember if he also adds he's allowed to do avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. I have to check. RL Tamei, a Tamei Kohen. All of those are about the people, but now also about how the Kohen does it. Yoshev, if a Kohen is sitting. Omer al-gabe kelim, or if he's standing on something on the floor. There's not allowed to be a chatitza, any break between the Kohen's feet and on the floor. Can't wear socks. Right? It can't be a break. That's why they used to heat the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, so that, with the fire, so that they wouldn't be cold. Or al-gabe behema, if he's standing on an animal. Or al-gabe ragle chavero. Let's say one Kohen is standing on another Kohen's feet. So all of that, pasul. All of these are pasul. What about left hand? Kibel b'smol pasul or b'shimin machshir. Machlokas about a left hand. The Zivu Kabetz says here talks about the order. Talks about the order of the items. It says tful yom and then mechusar kippurim. He says if it's full yom is a pasul, surely mechusar kippurim. You're lacking even more. Isn't a mechusar kippurim a super tful yom? So that's also a fascinating discussion lumdis wise. Tful yom is a little tame. He's a little Tamei. He went to the mikvah ready, and I was just waiting for sunset. He's a little Mechusar Kippurim, also has to bring a carbon. So, are they exactly the same? The Shidduch Kabbat says, in O Zion, Yesh Lomar, the Tful Yom, Mayrib, it's Tful Yom de Sheretz, Veitzara Kapara. Now, maybe it's a different type of Tful Yom. It's a Tful Yom of a Sheretz, which doesn't have to bring Kapara. And then it says, why do you have to say Tamei then? Tful Yom is a little Tamei is all Tamei. So surely, if you just say Tful Yom, then Tamei for sure. The Yesh Lomar says, it says Arel throws in Tamei, because it always says those together, Arel and Tamei. But is that really true? Maybe Tful Yom, once it's less Tamei, it's in its own category. Different lump, it's got to look in the Mishnayis in Tful Yom. Okay, we'll talk about that. Bezrat Hashem. Continues the Gemara, let's just do a little bit of the Gemara. That same sheet that also talks about why are some Tfulim left out here. What about Prue Rosh or Shtuye Yayin? Right? Drunk or long hair. We know that everybody, the Kohanim, has to get a haircut. Right? Every 30 days, I think it is. Right? Every 30 days, the Kohanim has to get a haircut. The Kohanim has to get a haircut every 30 days. The Kohen Gadol has to get a haircut once a week. So the Mishmaros see him. Melech, right? See him every week, so you only make a first impression once, once every week. And the king has to get a haircut every day. Right, there's a three halachas about getting haircuts. So that's not here either. Pru'ei Rosh. Okay. Zar minalan. How do you know a zar cannot do the avoda? The Tani Levi. So a couple of sources. We'll do the first one today. Tani Levi. Daber Aaron belbanav lemar. Tell Aaron and his children. V'yi nazru mikadshe b'nei Yisrael. They shall stay away from kadshe b'nei Yisrael. V'chulu. B'nei Yisrael l'mutei mai. What is b'nei Yisrael excluding? It sounds like there's a certain carbon that can be brought betumah. That's the context of the pasuk. Stay away from b'nei Yisrael, kadosh b'nei Yisrael, but if you're not b'nei Yisrael, it's okay. What are we talking about? Ilei malim u'tei nashim. Is it like b'nei v'lo b'nos? So the Gemara says, carbon nashim betumah karav. What, you can bring a carbon of women betumah? No. So that can't be what it's excluding. Elo l'mutei ovad kachavim. Well, you can't bring a carbon of a goy. You're allowed to bring a carbon of a goy betumah. Really? Hashta tzitz for maratza. We know that tzitz is not maratza on the carbon of a goy brought betumah. Ubaovdik achavim bebeshogim bebezin lohertza. Betumah karav. It'll be able to be brought betumah? So elohachi karav. Now this is what it means. You have to read it as two phrases. V'yi nazru mi kadshe. That's one phrase. Stay away from kadshe, meaning from all tumah. All karbanos that are tumah, stay away from. Next phrase. B'nei Yisrael v'lo yichalalu. B'nei Yisrael are not allowed to do the avoda. And if they do it, they're going to be b'chal the avoda. So that's the remez in the Torah for a zar not doing the avoda. That's the first source. Get to another source tomorrow. That's what I'm talking about, a kal v'chomer from a Baal Mum. But that is all a couple of issues that come up. But remember, this whole Mishnah is kol hazvachim shekiblu. You got to remember the names of the Masechtas. This is kol hazvachim shekiblu. The next parak gimel, is kol hapsulim sheshachtu. Because, you know, psulim are allowed to shecht. So that's the third parak kol hazvachim sheshachtu. This is the parak kol hazvachim shekiblu. Okay, we'll stop here. The parsha shiur was last night. Should be, I don't know if it's up yet or not, but should be up there. And Beth Hashem, we will continue, hopefully with the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Today, mitzvah number, I think 29. We're up to 29, and that is the serving of Avodah Zarah.